is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Transgender service members will be separated from the U.S. military, according to Pentagon guidance filed in court. The statement orders military branches to identify transgender service members by March 26 and separate or remove those who don't obtain waivers by June 25. The Pentagon had previously said that the U.S. military will no longer allow transgender individuals to join up. President Trump held the first cabinet meeting of his second administration. More from CBS's Erica Brown.
Just before Trump addressed reporters, a memo was sent to government agency heads directing them to undertake preparations to initiate large-scale reductions in force consistent with applicable law.
This country has gotten bloated and fat and disgusting and incompetently run.
Trump signed an executive order Wednesday directing some federal agencies to further review spending and apply more cost-cutting measures.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer meets with the president at the White House Thursday.
The prime minister's visit comes as the president has upended U.S. foreign policy, especially when it comes to the war in Ukraine. Starmer will try to persuade Trump to maintain support for Ukraine, even as the president has seemingly backed Russia, which invaded Ukraine. Starmer's visit to the White House follows a similar visit by French President Macron earlier this week, as European allies seek assurances that the U.S. still backs Europe as it deals with Russia's aggressive actions. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments for a reverse discrimination case. Marlene Ames sued the Ohio Department of Youth Services for allegedly denying her a promotion and then demoting her because she is heterosexual. CBS News legal correspondent Jan Crawford explains.
This case is really not about the merits of her case yet. She's just trying to get in the courthouse door. And so the door was shut to her because the lower courts here found out she didn't meet that extra burden, jump through that additional hoop. If the Supreme Court rules, which I believe that they're going to, that was unnecessary and illegal, and they kick out that extra hoop, then that will revive her lawsuit.
A beloved actor from the 90s and early 2000s has been found unresponsive in her New York City apartment.
Michelle Trachtenberg first made a name for herself in the 1996 hit movie Harriet the Spy, where she had the lead role.
Anyone sees the secret tattoo? Swift and painful.
She'd go on to co-star in two TV shows with huge followings, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Gossip Girl. The NYPD says criminality is not suspected. Michelle Trachtenberg was 39 years old. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The Miami Dolphins are the top-ranked team in the NFL Players Association report card.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Watching the Marvel movie had some extra excitement for the theater audience in Wenatchee, Washington the other night.
The ceiling inside the Liberty Theater began to collapse during a showing of Captain America: Brave New World. In a video posted online by the Wenatchee Valley Fire Department, you can hear a firefighter breathing through apparatus, checking out the damage while the movie plays in the background. Two people were in the audience, but they were not seriously injured. Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
The Miami Dolphins are the top-ranked team, followed by the Minnesota Vikings for the consecutive second season in the NFL Players Association report card. The Atlanta Falcons, Las Vegas Raiders, and the L.A. Chargers round out the top five. The Pittsburgh Steelers, New York Jets, Cleveland Browns, New England Patriots, and Arizona Cardinals are the bottom five. Almost 1,700 players responded to this survey, over 50 from each team. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather. meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers out there in the overnight. Otherwise, some patchy fog and plenty of clouds as well. A west breeze and lows in the lower 30s. On Thursday, partly sunny skies, gusty northwest winds. Afternoon highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy Thursday night. Right now, it's 37.
Heaven sent. Friday night arrives without a suit. Marcus Durdement. Local news and timeless hits.
Hit the floor. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, they sang it. Big Jim got his hat. Find out where it's at. It's not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. Hey, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off a hold on ranger. And you don't mess around with a slave.
Go, go. updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
My eyes tell me what it is.
with local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN. news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dreams that are coming true, and then your heart
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on Local News, and you'll be up to date.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yeah. till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying?
Understood. understood.
Taunted me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the fool.
Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Pentagon says the military will begin removing transgender troops from service within 30 days unless they obtain a waiver on a case-by-case basis. It orders the military to identify transgender service members by March 26th and then separate or remove those who don't obtain the waivers by June 25. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson is reviewing that order.
It basically says that individuals who are transgender should not be serving in the military, and that absent extraordinary operational necessity, the military services will not allow such individuals to serve.
The directive became public as part of a court filing in a case challenging President Trump's order aimed at barring